The 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 26 to 33. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not be afraid, for everything that is now covered will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the daylight. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Fear him rather who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Can you not buy two sparrows for a penny? And yet not one falls to the ground without your Father knowing. Why, every hair on your head has been counted. So there is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than hundreds of sparrows. So if anyone declares himself for me in the presence of men, I will declare myself for him in the presence of my Father in heaven. But the one who disowns me in the presence of men, I will disown in the presence of my Father in heaven."
Following on from last Sunday's Gospel reading, Jesus continues to instruct the apostles in their ministry. "Remember, be not afraid of those who will call you demons. The truth will be known one day, and then it will be clear who was the demon, whether it was you or they. There is nothing hidden that is not to be revealed, and nothing secret that is not to be known. I say this to you now, in the dark and secretly, because the world is not worthy of knowing all the words of the Word. It is not yet worthy of that, and it is not yet time to tell those who are unworthy. When the time comes, when everything is to be known, tell it in daylight. Proclaim from the housetops what I now whisper, more to your souls than to your ears. Because the world then will have been baptized in blood, and there will be such a banner against Satan that the world, if it wishes, will be able to understand the secrets of God, while Satan will not be able to injure anyone but those who wish to be bitten by him and prefer his bite to my kiss. But most of the world will not wish to understand. Only a minority will be willing to know everything in order to follow all my doctrine. It does not matter. As it is not possible to separate that minority from the unjust mass, preach my doctrine as well, from housetops, from mountaintops, on the boundless seas, in the bowels of the earth. Even if men will not listen to it, birds and winds, fish and waves will pick up the divine words, and the bowels of the earth will keep their echo to repeat it to underground springs, minerals and metals. And they will all rejoice over them because they have been created by God, besides being a stool for my feet and a joy to my heart. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can lose your soul and unite it on doomsday to your body, raised from death, to throw both into the fire of hell. Be not afraid. Are two sparrows not sold for a penny? And yet, if your Father does not allow it, not one of them will fall to the ground, notwithstanding all the snares of man. So be not afraid. The Father knows you. Every hair on your heads is known to him, and you are worth more than many sparrows. And I tell you that if anyone acknowledges me in the presence of men, I will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father who is in heaven. But the one who disowns me in the presence of men, I will disown in the presence of my Father. To acknowledge means to follow and practice. To disown means to abandon my way out of cowardice or treble concupiscence or petty calculation or attachment to a relative who opposes me, because that will happen. Jesus is with people who are very angry with some Pharisees who have tried to sabotage a healing that Jesus has performed on a former demoniac. Jesus says, "Do not judge. There is he who judges." But at least we're sincere in our judgment. They pretend to be what they're not. They act deceitfully and with wicked purposes. And they strive to reduce your miracles to witchcraft and to frighten you. They conspire, they oppress, and they injure. And the people speak excitedly. But with a gesture, Jesus imposes silence and says, "Do not receive in your hearts anything originating from them, neither their suggestions nor their methods, not even the thought, 'They are wicked and yet they are successful.' Do you not remember the words of wisdom, 'Fleeting is the triumph of the wicked'? And the words of Proverbs, 'Son, do not follow the examples of sinners and do not listen to the words of the wicked, because they will become entangled in the chains of their sins.' The yeast of the Pharisees is hypocrisy. Let it never be in you, neither with regard to the forms of worship of God, nor with regard to your behaviour with your brothers. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Remember that there is nothing concealed that cannot be disclosed, and there is nothing hidden which is not revealed in the end. You can see that yourselves. They allowed me to leave, and then they sowed darnel where the Lord had scattered chosen seed. They thought they had acted cleverly and successfully, and it would have been enough if you had not found me, and their wickedness under the appearance of good would have triumphed. But their trick was soon found out, and their evil deed was annulled." The same applies to all the actions of man. At least one is aware of them and provides, and that one is God. What is spoken in the dark ends up by being disclosed by light. And what is plotted in the secrecy of a room can be disclosed as if it had been planned in a square. Because every man may have an informer, and because every man is seen by God, who can intervene and unmask offenders.